Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Well, they need to bring it home tonight.
Well, they're playing at home.
And we can be, and
they're better at home offensively.
Yeah, and the Falcons flyover is on at night.
Oh, right.
After the game?
Oh, it's bring it home at night.
Yeah, so I'm trying to put night in there somewhere.
Got it.
But yeah, you can always listen to Falcons Flyover after every Falcons game right afterwards. It is brought to you by Ticketmaster, the official ticket marketplace of the Atlanta Falcons.
Yeah, you're right. By the time the game's over around 4 or so, post-game radio network.
And now with the
Flyover with the sun going down?
Yeah.
It'll be night.
It'll be night.
And then we
bam.
Yeah, so there you go.
See how we twined that in.
It all makes sense. Yeah. As Dave Archer joins us every single Wednesday at 11:40, presented by John Foy and Associates, experienced personal injury attorneys get the strong arm. Arch, how are you?
Yeah, I'm doing okay, guys. Trying to figure things out just like you guys are. Yep. Appreciate the efforts you guys got to go through every day to try to find some answers. But, yeah, I'm trying to do the same thing.
Where are you kind of starting with your search for answers this week?
Well, the biggest thing for me, guys, is, yes, there's a young quarterback, and I know that there's a few allowances that are allowed because of that. Not completely, because, you know, this is the National Football League and you can only allow so much for so long there, especially when you got people that are coming into the league and playing at a pretty high level that are kind of at his draft class and stuff like that. So I know the patience level for the fan is starting to dwindle on the whole young quarterback thing. The part that bothers me more than maybe his inconsistencies, which you're going to get, is the inconsistencies around him. The play around him, you know, you just go back to this last game. He pumps an over route to Kyle Pitts about 35 yards downfield and hits Kyle right in the chest. He drops it. It's a touchdown. Mm-hmm. If he catches the football, it's a walk-in 65-yard touchdown. Okay. Mm-hmm. You've got a screen to Bijan Robinson in the, mm-hmm. I think it's in the, maybe later in the first quarter or early, mm-hmm. second quarter. We screen to Bijan. It's a 3-man set, Randy, to the wide side of the field.
Yep.
And Drake London takes a horrible angle to block the corner. If he just takes a wide angle, looping angle, he puts his hat on the corner. It's a walk-in 35-yard touchdown. Go back and look at it on tape. We've got a hat on everybody except for the corner.
Yep.
Bijan's going to walk in to score. And then you get later on in the game, you get Kyle one-on-one on the left side. I know you've seen this one, Randy. This looked like a Randy McMichael play where you isolate him on the corner. He wins on the fade route. All you got to do is throw it down the stem to him. Just throw it to him. And you hit the corner in the back of the head with the ball.
Yep.
That's three touchdowns I just described that are no holes barred. Nothing has to happen except do your job.
Yep.
Crazy.
Yeah,
and that's the part that's bugging me the most.
I understand that, Dave. Sure. I mean, because we've been saying, like, I know the third down thing is a big deal and everything, but yet you still have opportunities. If you have what you just said, because I saw the Drake London play. Obviously, I'm like, throw it out there for Kyle. And then, obviously, Kyle's got to make that play. Is that those type plays right there, is that the big reason why this team is where they are right now? And I'm not just talking about this game. I'm just talking about it in most of the games.
Well, I think it's certainly why there's a dysfunction on the offense. You and I were preached to as players that, you know, you're going to run 60, 65 plays, 55 plays, however many it is. And there's going to be four or five of difference-making plays. We don't know when they're going to come. So if you have an opportunity to play, that you have to make it. And it ultimately comes down to two teams that realize there are four or five plays that they have an opportunity to make that they've won over on the, they've gotten one over on the other team. So they're going to win on the play if they just make the play. And the team that makes more of those five or six plays in the game are the teams that win. I mean, what are you, Randy? We're one for 17 in the last two games on third down.
Yep.
And you had a chance to win both football games. Yep. When was the last time you remember that? Mm-hmm. Where you could have won both games if you just make one or two plays in the game.
Yeah, and that's what we were saying in the opening segment. It was like when we're talking about these matchups and leading into them every week saying we think that they can win, it's not disingenuous because even with those lopsided totals, 0 of 8, 1 of whatever, 1 of 17 in 2 weeks, you're in overtime and you lose by one to two really good teams in the AFC. So it's there for you. You just got to clean it up. Let me ask you about the Penix struggles, and you just – told us about three or four plays that were called. If they're executed well, it's big plays. What can they do to help Michael Penix try to get into a little bit more of a rhythm, if there's anything that they can do?
Well, obviously, Andy, you know, running the football this weekend, I thought there was some success in the run game. That takes some of the pressure off. Make a play or two around him. I know that that's – I just talked about that. You know, catch the football when he throws it to you. I mean, in the last drive, or right there late in the game, I think before we went to overtime, he pumps one to Darnell Mooney. Everybody was wondering why did Raheem call timeout? Well, because he wanted to say they were going to get the kickoff. There was like 25 seconds left, so it's a normal, Randy, you know, it's a normal operation. Clock running, run the team on the field. You're not rushing to kick the field goal. You got more than enough time to kick it. So Raheem burns the timeout, 2 seconds or whatever it was on the clock, to give yourself a chance that if we can get somewhat of a return or have some decent yardage, if this guy makes a field goal, and we did. We had a chance to hit Mooney at about the 45-yard line, a Falcon 45. Yep. You know, and it's inexplainable. I just don't know how to – you got to make the play. So that helps him too. You know, your anxiety as a quarterback ramps up. If I'm not sure guys are going to make plays, and now I'm trying to be perfect, and now my throws aren't quite that, and is my footwork wrong? There's so many things that are going through a young guy's mind when nobody's making plays around him, or not nobody. I mean, Drake's made some plays, certainly, but it's been few and far between. So that's the part that's a head-scratcher. Yeah, certainly Zach can come up some short throws. I mean, the first series of downs, guys, he pumps the one into Pitts. Pitts drops it. That's going to be a walk-in touchdown against man coverage. He's going to 65-yard play. I mean, you leave the field with pretty good confidence after something like that.
Yeah.
Okay, he drops the ball. You come back, you reload. And on third down, they heat us up off the right side with pressure, right? He checks the play at the line of scrimmage. Kyle runs the wrong route.
Oh, damn.
He calls for it. He sees he's going to get pressure. He checks to a hitch route with the corner soft. He's going to be able to pump him the football before the guy ever gets there. But he doesn't run the route. He just kind of wanders upfield, and the guy ear holes him. The ball's out. It's just it's crazy, man. It's
amazing. What about, and again, you're in this game. You take the lead in this game. Dave, and I know we talked a couple weeks ago about this thing, this coverage team, Dave. I mean, it's just leaky. It's real leaky, Dave, when you look at just I got to have it. Let's pin them down, make them earn it. And then all of a sudden you take the lead, and then you give them the ball on the 40.
Yeah. Yeah, you had and it wasn't just the kickoff return stuff, Randy. You know, they found something on tape, or they saw something that somebody was doing. I think Quatoriano is one of the edge guys in kickoff coverage, and they pinned him inside a couple times. I think he's supposed to run down, and he's kind of the safe. You know how that works.
Yeah.
Randy, I'm sure early in your career, maybe once or twice before they made you the starting tight end,
it was twice.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you know there's a responsibility. Guys are running down, go to the football, and then you got guys that are running down that are contained, and then you got guys that are running down on either side, two guys that are safeties. Well, they're pinning him to the inside, and they got to the edge, what, three times on kickoff returns. The one that bothered me was the punt return.
Yeah.
I mean, you've got good coverage, and guys are going to get knocked off their block. I mean, the attention to detail to stand in the lane where you're supposed to be, I didn't think was very good. I think you got some guys that aren't beating blocks. I mean, you're going to have to evaluate personnel in that system very well. You know, there's a couple of guys that I thought were repeat offenders when it came to coverage, and they'll look at that pretty hard. But that's pretty. I think that's pretty easy to fix. You know, if they go get it fixed.
How do you think they go about trying to fix or clean up some of the run defense? Obviously, Jonathan Taylor is an incredible player. He had a great game on Sunday, but teams have been able to run on the Falcons of late. You know, Rico Dowdle can run. What do they try to do run defense wise on Sunday?
Well, the biggest thing to me, Andy, in the run game this week was the explosive play. Yep. If you go back and you look, I mean, they were two for whatever on third down. I mean, they're not moving the football with any consistency either, except for the explosives. You had the 83-yard run, and then I think Taylor had another 35-yard run. Jones got out of the pocket twice and ran for, I don't know, had a 19-yard run on third down, which allowed them to get in field goal range to tie the game. So it wasn't so much that they ran the ball down your throat, is that you gave up explosives. You gave up 15-plus-yard runs. That you cannot do. And so that's second-level tackling. That's just fundamentals, putting a hat on him, getting him on the ground. Let's not let him break out. We know he's going to have 5- and 6-yard runs, but we can't have the 15, 20, 83, 45. To me, that's what hurt them. And I think they can get that wrangled in. I think that's something that can be fixed. That's just a matter of tackling, fitting your run game. The 83-yard run is just a misfit in the run game. Yep. You know, Jesse's right there to make a play, doesn't make the play, and then Billy gets pinned to the inside, Billy Bowman, and people forget how fast Jonathan Taylor is. He got on the edge and was gone, you know? So that's a matter of leverage tackling. They can fix that.
I know earlier this year they went up to Charlotte and got their head beat in. But, I mean, tell me about what's going on with this Carolina team. Any different wrinkle that they might throw? I mean, obviously they had a letdown last week against New Orleans.
You tell me who Carolina is. I mean, I have no idea who they are. I mean, my goodness, they had 220 yards against us and won the game. Mm-hmm. I mean, how do you do that? last weekend against the Saints, they had the same offensive performance and lost. And then they find a way to go to Green Bay and beat Green Bay and then get their ass handed to them by Buffalo, a team we beat here. You tell me who Carolina is. I have no idea.
An inconsistent football team that hopefully is worse on the road. That's who I'm saying Carolina is. Hopefully the Falcons.
Well, when they came here last time, Andy, that didn't go very well.
I know.
So we can't lean on on the road thing.
I know. We can't even say anything about Bryce Young because he's bad against everybody but the Falcons. His career record against the Falcons is great. I know. We got to change it on Sunday. We appreciate it as always.
Appreciate you, Arch.
I'm banging my head against the wall, boys.
Like us all, man.
So are we. Dave Archer,
appreciate you, man.
Atlanta Falcons radio analyst, former quarterback, of course, joins us every single Wednesday at this time, searching for answers, just like we are, searching for answers.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I mean.
If we had them, we'd tell them and then they'd fix it.
But. And it's disappointing, man, because of what he was saying. I mean, you watch the play, you know, the one thing about those screens, Bunk, like that he's talking about, Drake, is that you have to go where they're going to be at, not where they are. Because if you take that angle of where he is, because what's his first reaction when he sees Bijan? He's coming up. So you got to go at an angle of where he's coming to. And Drake stepped up. And once you step up on those screens, there's no way in hell that you're going to make it back out there to get him.
It also just feels like, and maybe it's ramped up because of where the Falcons season is right now, and maybe Arch is highlighting them or we're highlighting them because they're the big plays of the game. But it also feels like every disastrous thing that happens to the Falcons is preceded by something that they do to themselves.
Yes,
like,
I agree.
The fumble on the first drive should have been a touchdown drive because Kyle Pitts drops the pass. Mm-hmm. Like, that doesn't happen if he catches that ball.
Correct.
Right? Same thing with the grounding at the end. If Mooney catches the pass, you're in rhythm and you're moving and maybe you get down. And same thing I guess even that's the same play where Dave was saying he checked out of it and Pitts was supposed to shorten his route and he didn't. Like, obviously he doesn't do that and fumbles and that's that. Like, all the mistake that, I won't say little mistakes, like dropping a pass that would have been a 65-yard touchdown is not a little mistake, but it's a mistake that gets made sometimes. Mm-hmm. Like, they always get magnified.
Yes.
Because immediately they do something catastrophic.
Yeah. And it's crazy. And it's crazy because it happens to this team all the damn time.
It seems like every time.
It seems like every time when you have something that could be game-breaking or big-ass play, it's like, the wins get taken out.
Yeah, and maybe it's just magnified because the margin is so thin for this team that every mistake feels like a gigantic one.
Yes.
When every team makes a ton of mistakes every single Sunday, but they're able to make up for them because they're doing this better or that better or whatever. But it's just crazy to in one Sunday, I mean, we're talking about the last game where there's three or four different moments that are kind of like the biggest moments of the game that are a normal mistake that gets made. That's immediately followed up by strip sack.
Yep.
Oh, intentional grounding, game's over, clock runs out, got to go to overtime.
Yeah.
Oh, all the stuff he was describing about Jonathan Taylor's long touchdown run, like just little mental mistakes that, like.
It seems like it only happens here.
Yeah, it happens, then it's 83.
Yeah, and so you got to, you eliminate those plays. And I mean, and don't get me wrong, it happens league-wide.
Sure.
It happens league-wide. Teams overcome them.
Yeah, I think that's the bottom line. Yes. Like you're gonna make mistakes, but you have to take advantage of the opportunities that you have when they're there.
Yes,
and they're just not doing that right now.
Yeah, and you think about it, and he, Dave, as he always does, a great job of lays out two or three things that happens every freaking game with his team.
Yep,
it happens every freaking time. Yep. It happens every single day on time with them. Hey guys, me and Andy are gonna be out in them streets. This Friday, join us for a special broadcast. We'll be live from...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Twin Peaks and Buckhead, where we'll be enjoying all the food, the drinks, the scenic views, while getting you geared up for this big weekend of football and basketball. That's me and Andy from 11 to 2 at Twin Peaks and Buckhead.
Ask and you shall receive.
Yep.
We got our wish for the NFL Sunday, probably, unless somebody clears concussion protocol. But as long as he doesn't, we got what we asked for yesterday as it relates to the New York Giants. We'll tell you about that coming up next in an NFL No Huddle, everything else that's going on around the league in hour number 2 after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
and
it.
You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.